So very, very quickly, we're going to do some things with dry ice.
Okay.
We're going to head to the local store. I always take a cooler, grab the dry ice. I always do double what I need because it doesn't last very long.
Right. Don't let it set for 3 days, right?
Yeah, don't let it set for 3 days. Yeah. Don't put it in your refrigerator or your freezer. It'll trick it to shut down because it's so cold.
All right.
Can't touch it with your hands. It's 110 degrees below zero.
Okay.
But you can do this. I just have regular apple juice here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take a little chunk of dry ice and put it there, here, I'll give you the bubbling one. Fair enough?
Okay.
Now, if you allow the carbon dioxide to bubble in there enough, it'll carbonate it. So when you taste it like this, it's kind of bubbling. See, it's kind of, it's like we have
not bad.
Sparkling.
Yeah,
right, good.
Like a little,
and this and a little vodka
yeah,
will little, be better.
Yeah, so. Yeah, you know, whatever.
All right, so set it off to the side. Mm-hmm. This here is one of my favorites to do. Here's what you're going to need.
Okay.
Are these bowls. And when you're selecting a bowl, I'm looking for one with this rim that's here.
Got a rim.
See that?
All right.
So we've got some soap solution because this is going to go very, very fast. So I just took some dish soap, put it in some water, and there's a little piece of shoelace or a piece of cloth that's in there. You have one sitting over there as well. I need to load all these up, all right? So here we go. I'm going to get some dry ice for us all the way around. So this will give us our little bubbling that we need. And what we're going to try to do is we're going to try to trap the carbon dioxide down inside here. So we're just going to bubble away. Bubble, bubble, bubble. Nice. Good. Bubbling. Good. And we'll just kind of see how good we are. All right.
Okay.
So I think we're going to be pretty good. So here's what we're going to do. You're now going to reach down and get the string that has the soap on it like this.
Okay.
And I'm going to pull most of it off because I don't want to get the water in there. What I want to do is I want to pull it across like this and see if I can trap the bubble inside
like this.
So if I can pull it across and give a little trap that's inside, see if you can put a little trap that's over. There's one for us. And so that's kind of what we're looking for. Got it. So you notice how it traps the carbon dioxide inside.
That's a good one.
It's not an IQ test, Gary. You can actually do
it.
It's perfect. Now watch this. It gets heavier and heavier and heavier. And watch it finally fall. It'll pop. And it goes everywhere. Good. Here, let me give you a little shot this way.
Mine is.
No, it's okay. You catch from the edge. You've got it here. And I've got some other little ones that are here as well. And not all bowls work the same way. And so you just kind of want to practice with it.
How cool
and
is
see
that?
Which one that you can grab. But it is pretty fun to be able to do. Now, as the kids kind of gather around, you've made a crystal bubble, which is kind of nice. And so as we kind of pull across, you get it here. The little container sometimes will give us a good one. So try that little guy that's there. Oh, that's a perfect one. That little guy that's starting to go this way. And here we go. Nice little pop that way. Which is nice. But look at this one over here. Oh, that's a little one. Now, let me show you the best part. If we can get somebody over on the lights, I'll show you what happens when we dim the lights and put one inside. So here's what I did is I went over and I got a waterproof flashlight.
Craig's heading over.
All right. So now the waterproof flashlight goes down inside like this. So you see, now we bubble this way. Let's see if we can pick it up this way and see if we can make it glow. So as it comes across like this, we now trap the bubble inside. So
that
you get this
is awesome.
Churning. Isn't that kind of pretty?
That is
there?
Just awesome.
Easy enough to do. You're going to need some dry ice. People always say how much. I see 10 to 15 pounds, about a buck and a half a pound.
Okay, we're about out of time. We're about out of time here,
it's okay.
Steve,
I'm going to do this all the rest of the morning, so you can go do whatever you want to do.
I like
this.
That.
Is my little game.
Oh, dry ice. Fun with dry ice is so great. We will have all the information for you on Steve Spangler Science. Go to knowledge.com.